Good day to you all, guys and girls. I am Mike Scorpio.
And I am Jack Lohman, and this is Let's Talk About, the Mike Temple 64 podcast, where we discuss anything Nintendo related.
And on today's podcast, we are talking about Super Mario Run, or rather, where is Super Mario Run for Android, as we are halfway through March now, and it has yet to be released. Talking of release, I think it has missed a golden opportunity with Mario Day being March 10th, as Nintendo have dubbed it Mario Day, and the offers that they have done with special discounts on various products, on various games, and you think, but where is Super Mario Run on the Android? So, Jack, what's your views?
Well, no, I'm of the same mind, you know. It's like Mario Day has come and gone. Mario Day would have been the perfect day in March to have brought Super Mario Run to the Google Play Store. I mean, it would have just been perfect or made the most sense. But at the very least, if you couldn't release it on that date, you make a Super Mario Run related announcement on that day, Mario Day, March 10th, and you know, be like, it's coming out in 2 weeks, it's coming out next week, or the 22nd, to you know, be precise. It would have been nice for them to have taken advantage of Mario Day to, you know, pay a little bit of attention to Super Mario Run, you know, because those with Android phones are waiting for it. They want it, except now the Switch is out. So the ones who were going to play it and want it, they're probably not going to play it as much now because, you know, they're too busy Kane and Zelda, like I am a lot.
And me.
It's an unhealthy addiction. And even if they didn't do that, they didn't do a single tie-in to the day whatsoever. I mean, previously we've seen Super Mario Run, gifts are given out. When Fire Emblem Heroes was released, Super Mario Run had a gift of 2,222 coins because it was February 2nd. This was a gift that was sent out. There was a Christmas tree, and yet on Mario Day, there was nothing. So Super Mario Run pretty much did not acknowledge the day whatsoever. There wasn't a new event. It just went on the wayside, and it was a bit of a wasted opportunity. But then Super Mario Run didn't even have a tie-in to the Nintendo Switch release. Retomo did, Fire Emblem Heroes did, but Super Mario Run didn't. And it's looking like Super Mario Run has fallen on the wayside. It's been put on the back burner. It's as in Nintendo aren't focusing on it right now. While it's supposed to have a March release, that release is now looking a bit questionable as to whether it's actually going to be out this month at all.
Well, there is that. You make a lot of valid points there. But also to bear in mind is that Miitomo, didn't that launch at the end of March? Only a year or so ago?
It did a year or so ago. But that was when it launched everywhere else. Because don't forget, it was out in Japan before then by a couple of weeks. Like My Nintendo. We had to wait for My Nintendo to come out in the likes of Europe and America just so that we could get Miitomo, because they came out on the same day, if you remember. Mm. And sure, there's plenty of time for it to be later on this month, but when Fire Emblem Heroes came out on the 2nd of February, it was announced on the 19th of January. You know, there was time, there was a period, there was hype, there was that. With Super Mario Run, there is nothing. At the beginning of the month, they updated it on the website that you can now register it for it on the Google Play Store. They've added this bit on the website. Android version secured for release in March 2017. That's the only thing they've done for the game. They've started a new coin event this month, but there's been no Mario Day tie-ins, nothing to do with Switch, and no mention of it whatsoever. So Nintendo are not focusing on it right now. And if they're not focusing on it, is that because the Android release is taking longer than they would like, and it's not going to happen this month? Or because the Switch has come out, they don't want to bring it out this month. They want to leave it a bit. And instead, they're like, well, we're working the Animal Crossing on a bit more, and maybe we'll try to get both out next month, you know?
Well, I think to be fair, now it's already came out on iPhone, on iOS. So an Android release is almost inevitable. It's probably they're just waiting for the exclusivity to run its course before they can actually release it on Android. Maybe Apple have actually got them held to say, you know, to keep up their end of the bargain, to say, no, we've still got it for another couple of weeks, the exclusivity. You can't release it on Android until that's finished. Who knows? But what I think we need to look at is also because as regards to focus, now we already know that Super Mario Run is a complete game. It's finished. Nintendo have no plans to bring any extra content to it, so to speak, new levels, new worlds, whatever. But they are currently focusing their main attention into making sure that the Nintendo Switch has got the best launch possible. Or the best launch period possible. That's why there's constant announcements on TV, television advertisements, in magazines, gaming magazines, reviews absolutely here, there and everywhere. I mean, a lot of people are booming about The Legend of Zelda. We talk about Metacritic. It's one of the highest up there. It's the second highest Zelda game. And I think it's the fourth of all time or something like that. So it's got a really good score.
It's tied with three other games in second place underneath Ocarina of Time. But no, you were talking about exclusivity.
Yeah.
Well, if that was the case, in all likelihood, let's say it's a 3-month exclusivity period. Super Mario Run released on the 15th of December. So if it was a case of exclusivity, that means they could release the app on Android tomorrow on March the 15th, the day a 3-month exclusivity contract would expire, it would mean the game would need to release tomorrow. And if it's the case of tomorrow, where's the announcement today saying it's coming tomorrow? You know, they could have given a few days warning. So as far as exclusivity goes, I don't think it's got anything to do with that, because although it is exclusive to the other console, it was already said it's going to Android. We know it's going to Android. It's like it says Android. They could have said something, as in the 15th. So I don't think it's got anything to do with exclusivity at all. But to me, it just feels like, you know, their main goal right now is Switch. It's all about the Switch. And by working on the Switch, the mobile team, although they're different teams, it gives the mobile team a bit of time to work on the Animal Crossing game to bring that up to par and get it ready. So there's probably a good chance both might come at the same time, as opposed to bringing out Super Mario Run this month when anyone would hardly notice it, at least by next month, by launching in the beginning of April, or maybe on the last day of March. It gives players a chance to play Mario, get into Mario, and be like, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is launched this month. I'm going to get it now, purely because I played Super Mario Run.
Well, on that bombshell, I think it's time to end the podcast. So thank you very much, guys and girls, for listening. And if you agree with us or disagree, please be sure to leave your comments in the comment section below. And we will do our best to respond to them when we can. So, Jack, is there anything you'd like to finish off with?
I think that pretty much covers it, yes. So until next time, keep on gaming.